Hello, this is Auntie Irene again, and I've got another parable for you today. It's called A Farmer Sows the Seed, and you can find it in your Bible in Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 15. That's A Farmer Sows the Seed, Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 15. When Jesus lived on earth, we learn from the Bible of the wonderful things he did. He did many miracles. He also taught people about God and told them stories to help them understand about God and about themselves. And they're called parables. In the Bible, we can read a story Jesus told about a farmer planting his seeds. This story helps us to know what we are like. It's wonderful how God makes seeds grow. All through the year, important things happen on a farm. Harvest is a wonderful time when the crops are gathered. But to have a harvest, we must plant the seed. And this story is about a farmer planting seed. The farmer went out to his field to plant his good seeds. In those days, everything was done by hand. He carried his seeds in a bag and walked up and down the field, throwing the seed as he walked, scattering the seed this way and that all over his field. The seed fell in lots of places, not always where the farmer wanted it to go. Jesus said that some seed fell on the path. The path where people walk is hard ground. It's been made hard by all those feet walking on it. There was a path all around this field, and some of the seeds fell onto the path. Do you think these seeds could get into the soil to grow? No, the path was too hard and the seeds just stayed on top. I wonder if you can guess what happened next. Yes, birds came and ate all the seeds. No plants will grow on the path. Some seeds fell in amongst some rocks. The seeds began to grow there, but there was not enough soil and not enough water. So when the sun shone, it dried the young plants and burnt them. No plants will grow on the rocks either. Now some of the seeds fell among prickly thorns. The seeds settled into the soil and began to grow. But as the young plants grew, the thorns and prickles got bigger too. The thorns took up all the room, all the light, and all the water. So those plants couldn't grow either. No plants will grow properly among thorns. This is all looking bad, isn't it? No seeds are growing at the moment. But some seeds fell in the good soil. There was plenty of space for them to grow. And God sent sun and rain. The plants grew up healthy and strong. And the farmer was glad that these seeds had grown. When the time came, he had a wonderful harvest, and he thanked God. After Jesus had told this story, he explained what it meant. Jesus said the seed the farmer was sowing is like the stories we hear from the Bible. The ground is like the people who listen to the Bible, people like you and me. Some people who listen are like the path. They don't want to listen to the Bible stories or come to places like clubs or churches where they can learn about Jesus. They think it's all boring. Telling them about Jesus is just like throwing seeds on a stony path. How sad. Jesus doesn't want us to be like that. Then there are other people who are like the rocks. At first, they love to listen to the Bible stories. They get really excited about loving God and doing what he says. But when people are mean to them or laugh at them for believing the Bible, they stop loving God. They don't want to learn or listen anymore. It's sad when people are like the rocks. Then there are people who are like the thorny, thistly ground. They listen to Bible stories and sometimes think about God. They seem really keen on learning more from the Bible. But then they find other things that they like to do instead, things they like better. They might decide to go out to play instead of learning more from the Bible. They might make friends with people who don't love God and pull them away. And they soon forget all about the things they've read and learned about God. They start well, but they soon give up. They can't be useful to God. And that's sad too. But here's the good news. Jesus said some people are like the good soil. They listen to what God says in the Bible. They remember it and want to follow Jesus and do what God says. They ask God to help them to be useful to him, to help others and be kind. They remember how much God loved them, that God sent Jesus to die for them, and they're full of thankfulness. Jesus wants you and me to be like that. He wants you and me to be like that good soil. Jesus said that what we hear from the Bible is like the seed. Sometimes we don't listen properly and forget very quickly. We all do that sometimes, but Jesus will forgive us if we say sorry. So next time you see some seeds growing, remember, Jesus wants us to be like the good soil. So listen carefully to the stories you hear from the Bible so that you can learn more about Jesus and learn to do what he says. You can learn how much he loves you, and you can learn to love him, trust him, and say sorry for the wrong things you do. Because Jesus wants us all to be like the good soil, and he will help us if we ask him. Here's a Bible verse for us to remember before we pray. It comes from Luke chapter 11 and verse 28. Blessed, that means really happy, are those who hear the word of God and obey it. That's Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Shall we pray now that we can be like the good soil? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for these lovely stories that you tell us, these parables. Help us to remember when we see seeds growing that you want us to be like the good soil. Help us to listen and to learn from you so that we can serve you and love you always. Amen.